Hachette Audio presents The Terror. Written by Dan Simmons. Read by Simon Vance. Latitude 70 degrees 5 minutes north. Longitude 98 degrees 23 minutes west. October 1847. Captain Crozier comes up on deck to find his ship under attack by celestial ghosts. Above him, above Terror, shimmering folds of light lunge but then quickly withdraw like the colorful arms of aggressive but ultimately uncertain specters. Ectoplasmic skeletal fingers extend toward the ship, open, prepare to grasp, and pull back. The temperature is minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit and dropping fast. Because of the fog that came through earlier, during the single hour of weak twilight now passing for their day, the foreshortened masts, the three topmasts to gallants, upper rigging and highest spars have been removed and stored to cut down on the danger of falling ice, and to reduce the chances of the ship capsizing because of the weight of ice on them, stand now like rudely pruned and topless trees, reflecting the aurora that dances from one dimly seen horizon to the other. As Crozier watches, the jagged ice fields around the ship turn blue, then bleed violet, then glow as green as the hills of his childhood in Northern Ireland. Almost a mile off the starboard bow, the gigantic floating ice mountain that hides Terror's sister ship, Erebus, from view, seems for a brief, false moment to radiate color from within, glowing from its own cold, internal fires. Pulling up his collar and tilting his head back, out of 40 years' habit of checking the status of masts and rigging, Crozier notices that the stars overhead...